الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا هو الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق رحمةً للعالمين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليك يا سيدي يا سيدنا محمد وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من تبعك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. Who has taught human beings with the pen, as He said in the Holy Quran? And who has sent Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم peace and blessing be upon him as the final and the seal of all messengers of Allah. He sent him as mercy to humanity. May Allah praise to him send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet, to his descendants, to his house, to his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In Surah Al-Alaq, the first five verses of chapter 96 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to him, says, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق Read in the name of your Lord who has created خلق الإنسان من علق He has created the human being from a small piece of flesh like a leech sticking to the mother's womb. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. الذي علم بالقلم. Who has taught with a pen, taught human beings how to read and write? علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. He has taught the human beings what they did not know. In Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29 of the Holy Quran, verse 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة إن الله على كل شيء قدير. This is a command from Allah, praise to Him, to human beings generally and to Muslims in particular. سيروا في الأرض, go travel around the earth. فانظروا and see, not travel just for entertainment, travel and see, learn how Allah started creation. This is an invitation to archaeology, actually, because this is the science of seeing the species that lived on the layers of earth before. And you will learn, in this verse says, and you will learn how the second time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do the creation. When you learn about the first creation, you will know about the second creation. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئِ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. And He is all capable to do anything He wants. And in Surah Fussilat, chapter 41 of the Holy Quran, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. So they would learn and they would be certain that this is the truth. Allah is the truth and His book is the truth. How can we know that? Allah is telling us, when you study the horizons, the heavens, what's above you, and study yourselves inside the human body. Here is an invitation for studying astronomy and studying biology. The human self inside the human body, this is biology. In these ayats, just direct commands from Allah for us to be readers, to be knowledgeable, to be students of our earth, of cosmos, of ourselves. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the witness, inshallah, to our work of studying what He has been telling us to study. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify Muslims in general, in particular, but it is this, the Quran revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is a special invitation for Muslims to be knowledgeable, to be students, not to stop learning. To use these ayats, these verses in the Holy Quran, to increase their faith in Allah. Because these are scientific facts. We will learn, we discover. And it will increase our, intensify our faith. It will make us more certain. Not only us as adults, but we'll teach our children. Your children are learning in the school biology and archaeology and something about history and something about geography. And when you corroborate this and you tell them we have that invitation of studying, of research, then you would increase their faith. They would not be lost like in families where this is not taught by parents. This, in fact, my introduction to the topic of the khutbah, which is about the scientific miracles in the Holy Quran. I have not invented this branch. There have been brothers around the world, may Allah reward all of them, who started talking about and getting miracles, signs, great ayat from the Holy Quran, and says to the scientific community, we have this in the Holy Quran. This is the proof that the author of the Holy Quran is Allah himself. It's not Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not his companions. It's not any human beings on earth 1400 years ago. We just discover these things. We have great works by Muhammad Zaghlul al-Najjar. May Allah reward him for his great work in that field. And another brother, Adnan al-Rifa'i, Siran al-Najjar is Egyptian, and Rifa'i Siran. Rifa'i is an engineer, systems engineer, electronic engineer actually, and he is doing calculations of verses. And I read some of his work and I investigated it, and it's true. Maurice Boucaille, a French medical doctor, and actually the reason he accepted Islam was the scientific evidence about the story of the Pharaoh, actually. I can add Shah Mansour Alam about genetics, and studying genetics and finding in the Holy Quran what can be corroborated. We cannot hide ourselves in this time. We are in the 21st century. The world is built on science and technology. And this does not contradict with Islam. Actually, it takes support from the Holy Quran. The continuous invitation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, for us to keep studying is the best evidence. Today, I want to talk about one ayah. I feel thrilled about it, and I want to share it with you. The ayah is ayah 12, verse 12. Of chapter 65, Surah At-Talaq. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. صدق الله العظيم. Translation of the ayah. Allah has created seven heavens, and like them in earth, or like the number of seven in earth, or earth-like planets. And his commands is going through all of them, meaning he is the Lord. رب السماوات والأرض. He is the Lord of heavens and earth. His commands go through all of them, through the seven heavens and the seven planets, which look like earth. And Allah is all capable. And Allah is circumventing, surrounding everything with His knowledge. He knows all what's in these heavens and what's in these heavens. The new thing is the seven, not the seven heavens, because we read about that a lot. And actually in Rihlat al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, everybody knows, you remember that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went from one heaven to another until the seventh heaven. Then he went beyond after Sidrat al-Muntaha, where Jibreel, peace be to him, could not proceed. We know about the seven heavens. Concerning the seven planets, earth-like planets, rarely talked about. And I looked at our scholars, may Allah reward with them, the famous three scholars who interpreted the Holy Quran in different eras. I'm talking about Al-Tabari, Al-Qurtubi, and Ibn Kathir. And they had nothing to say about that. They just said Allah has created seven planets like Earth. The science, human science, did not corroborate that. We have not known anything about that. We have theories that there are in our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, Darb al-Tabana in Arabic, we have billions of stars. And there are billions of galaxies. So, in theory, there should be planets like Earth. But we don't have proof. Or we did not have proof until recently. I'm referring here to a report by NASA, this American space agency, who is studying, they are specialists about space. They reported in February this year, to be specific, 22nd February. You can go to the internet, anyone who's hearing me, you can go to the internet and look at that. It is NASA. It's not Muslim scholars. It's not anybody related to the Quran. And they reported that they discovered a solar system in which there are seven planets. Three of them may have water. Water, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have created every living being, every living thing from water. There has to be water for life to be there. Three of them, there is a possibility of water. And one is, there is a possibility of life. Okay. Now, we don't know if one of them is really, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. But Allah is telling us, there are seven planets like Earth, meaning there is life like, on them. They are similar to Earth in circumstances. NASA is reporting, yes, we have discovered these. They are far away, by the way. I think they are about 40 light years. There is no way in our technology, space technology, missiles, no, there is no way we can go there. We have to discover a new technology to be much, much faster to be there. But that's not my point. My point is there is an ayah that has not been explained or interpreted for 14 centuries. We can interpret it now. We can explain it now. That we know for sure that there are planets with a possibility of life on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes himself. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ and among his signs, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creation of heavens and earth. وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, and what he has put in them of dabba. Dabba is a reference to any living beings which steps, means you dip. Meaning people, meaning maybe animals, but it's not just plants. Dabbatan. وَهُوَ عَلَى جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرًا. He can gather them all if he wants. That is Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 29. In Surah As-Saffat, this is chapter 37, verse 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about himself, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ. He is the Lord of the heavens, the earth, and what's in between, any planets in between, and the Lord of sunrises, meaning there are going to be, you human beings, you will discover that there are several suns, many suns rising. It's not just your sun. And in Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, verse 40, يقول عز وجل فلا أقسم برب المشارق والمغارب إنا لقادرون. He is swearing of his creation. He is proud of his creation. And he is saying specifically, he is the Lord of the risings, meaning so many suns, so many solar systems, which in which the sun rises on its planets. But in this ayah, he adds, والمغارب, and sunsets. He is assuring us that there are so many other solar systems like yours in which the sun rises and sets. And finally, in Al-Fatiha, when we read in every salah, in every rak'ah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah, the Lord of the worlds, with the plural. So many worlds, and He is the Lord of all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are open-minded and proud about the scientific miracles in the Holy Quran. Not to hide them, and not to pretend that they don't exist. And ask Allah, He is very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. In Surah Al-Baqarah, there are two verses urge us that when we know the truth, we should tell it, we should promote it, not suppress it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. Those who suppress what we have revealed in this book of guidance to people, those are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا. Unless they repent and do good, then teach بَيَّنُوا لِلنَّاسِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those I will forgive them. وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And I am the merciful acceptance of repentance. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سئل عن علم فكتمه ألجم يوم القيامة بلجام من نار. This is a great hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, whoever is asked about something he knows, but he suppresses it, doesn't want to talk about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suppress his mouth in the Day of Judgment with suppression of hellfire. وعن سهل ابن معاذ ابن أنس عن أبيه رضي الله عنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من علم علما فله أجر من عمل به لا ينقص من أجر العامل. This hadith narrated by سهل ابن معاذ بن أنس عن أبيه, may Allah be pleased with all of them, that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah give his soul mercy and blessings, he said, whoever teaches anybody something he knows, something good he knows, then when that person works according to that knowledge, And you, every time anybody benefits from the knowledge, you will get rewards for that. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه. Whoever teaches guidance, then he will have rewards of all who will do according to this guidance. لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. And this does not decrease their rewards. Means they will have rewards, but you will also have rewards. ومن دعا إلى ضلالة. And whoever teaches misguidance, كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه. He will have punishment equal to the punishments of all who would follow him. لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. And this does not decrease their sins. You may wonder, is this the job of preachers, scholars, teachers? You bet it is. Journalists, general speakers, public speakers. Yes. But it is the job of everyone. It's you and your spouse. It's you and your children to teach them. It's you and siblings. It's you and close relatives, far relatives, neighbors, co-workers, anybody. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger want us not only to learn and to know, which is the greatest thing, this is what He said, want us to do, but He wants us to convey that so the knowledge would spread, inshaAllah. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareeb mujib ad da'awati ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al yawm al 'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala daynan illa sadadta wala maridan illa shafaita wala ghaiban illa radadta wala hajatan shar'iyatan illa qadaytaha lana ya kareem. اللهم أنزل رحمتك يا رب العالمين على هذه الأرض وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.